This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So Allah here said, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. This is verse 27. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً, when they saw the punishment coming close, سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, their face changes. Changed the disbeliever and said to them, this is what you were asking for. And it's repeated in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they ask for the punishment, when they see it, look at what's going to happen to them. Now for me, I don't want to be scared, but I want to be reminded. There is a difference between scare and reminder. ذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them. Because reminder benefit the believers. He didn't say benefit al-kafir. Even me, even you, even us, alhamdulillah, we are believers, but we get distracted. We forget. How many times something, you have done it so many times, it's still after a week or a two, if you didn't do it, it's like, oh, let me see. A recipe. You haven't done it for 6 months. Like, let me pull it out. I haven't done it in a while. Reminder is good. So when someone reminds you, don't get offended. Alhamdulillah, Allah is giving you a free reminder. There is two ways Allah reminds us. You know that? One is somebody say something to you. Many of us don't like it. Second, Exactly. He hits me on the head. I call it. He tests me with something I don't like, tough, hard, whatever. And then I thought, oh, so which one is easier? Absolutely. Someone comes to you and says, don't do that. It's not pleasing to Allah. We all get offended. Majority of us, I shouldn't say. Majority of us get offended. Who is she to tell me this? Who is he to tell me that? Let him look at himself. Let her. We become defensive and we attack. Versus, even if it is not true, I was like, alhamdulillah, let me think about it. So here what Allah says, right? You denied, you mocked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, fine. When you see the punishment, like Anna, when I was reading this, again, I don't want to scare you, it's a holiday season, we need to be happy. But you always have to remember that the moment of death. Have you seen people dying? The last breath, before the last breath comes out. It's very scary. When I was reading this, it's like what the person who's dying and he or she knows they are dying and Allah knows what they see, what do they say? Here, they didn't say anything. Allah said, okay, here you go. That's what you were denying. And then they mocked Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the verse 28 because they mocked him. They said to him, right? Okay, you think Allah will, actually not only mocked him, they made dua. Go, may Allah perish you. And then he responded, قل, Allah responded, قل أرأيتم أن أهلكني الله ومن معي فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. What a beautiful answer. Someone looks at you, or someone looks at me, right? And say, go, may Allah, and they made a dua against you. What do we normally do? Yeah, but may Allah forgive you in that meaning or in the other meaning? No, because it has another meaning in the culture. And the culture has another meaning. If you said, may Allah forgive you, that's alhamdulillah, you're a beautiful heart. But what he respond, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he never took things personal. May Allah teach us this. Never took anything personal. They said, go, may Allah perish you. He said, okay, if Allah will take me away, and the people who believed in me, will you be saved from the punishment? That's the verse. Did you see the answer? It's not about me. It's not personal. Right? It's the concept. I'm telling you, believe so you will be saved. Fine, I'm going to die. Is that going to save you? Why you're doing this, it's not going to benefit you. Something I learned when someone attacks me, how I'm going to respond. It's a lot of learning, subhanAllah, in this as you go deeper and deeper. And then he tells them, this is what we all have to know at the end. At one point when someone is arguing with you, debating with you. You really need to know when to stop. And you need to stop in a beautiful way. Because what he said, look at number 29. I'm going to give, this is what it is. This, at the Tabarak, it said, I'm going to give you the last, the summary of everything. Say, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ. He's the most merciful. أَمَنَّا بِهِ. We believe in it. وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. And we rely on him. And you will know. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. You will know who is the one who is going astray. Right? Somebody looks at you. Imagine, do we respond this way? Someone is looking at you and says, you do this or you don't do that, or you dress like this, or you're going completely astray. I don't know what happened to you. Sometimes we hear this. Am I correct? And there's way harder words. I don't want to share it. Right? Normally, what do? We get upset, right? And if it's somebody I can respond, I will respond. And if it's somebody I can't respond, what do? I get sad and cry, right? And I get weak and people are mocking me. What did he respond? Who are Rahman or Aman Nabi? Even they use the word Ar-Rahman, the name of Allah. It didn't say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَمَنْ نَبِي. It's also right, right? He's the all-merciful. I believe in him. I rely in him, right? And you will know who's going wrong. You know who's right and wrong. What is this? Strength, faith, manners, honor. Honor. You know, they go low, you go up.